This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for it.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health and freedom and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There is no healthy microbiome. Did you hear this announcement? Coming off of New York Times Sunday Review, there is no healthy microbiome. We're happy, I don't know, melancholy to announce such a profound decision from the New York Times. We can pack it up and go home. There's no such thing as a healthy microbiome.
Oh, so you've been wrong all along, see?
Yeah. That's an interesting headline, I have to say. I mean, when you catch a headline, you go, wait, somebody at the New York Times says there is no healthy microbiome. What the hell is he saying, really? We got to dive headlong into that. It is advanced medicine, and that's why we begin the week here. Of course, technically, we begin the week yesterday with our show with Jonathan Emord, and there was some interesting discussion, as always, with him. And Super Don, didn't I reveal that story about one of my daughter's friends whose mother confided in us about the allergies she was suffering from?
Yeah.
Nine-year-old girl?
Yeah, very interesting.
I have a quick follow-up on that. For those of you who missed my Sunday broadcast, go back and listen in the archives through GCN or any of the number outlets that can replay it. But basically, this girl has been suffering for a long time with severe allergies, sinus issues, cannot breathe. You could see the dark circles under her eyes. And the pediatrician put her on an antibiotic and then four other drugs. Like, I don't even remember all of them. Flonase, what is it? What are the other allergy remedies that they have out there?
She had them on, what, like five or six of them, right?
It was unbelievable. I mean, and none of these, I think, other than the antibiotic existed at the time, I was the poster boy for allergies.
Right.
And so the doctor says, here's what I want you to do. Put this girl on Allegra and Flonase and Claritin, right? Claritin.
Right.
And there's one other. And then after a while, then take one of those drugs away and see what happens. Maybe you'll find out what, I mean, unbelievable, these pediatricians, experimenting on little children. Well, I talked to the mom today, and she said, well, they went to the specialist, right, to see where that was going to go.
Right.
And at least the specialist talks some level of sense, because the specialist says, get that kid off of all of those drugs, right? So sometimes the specialists are good, but then they said, well, we're going to send her to a sleep clinic. We want to see how she sleeps.
Hmm.
And, of course, that's going to lead to what, one of the CPAP masks or again, the recommendation to go to the ENT to get the surgery to open up the holes of her nose bigger.
Right.
None of which would address the underlying reason why there is an allergy, why there is sinus inflammation, etc. And this brings us to our story. There is no healthy microbiome, according to the Sunday Review, New York Times author Ed Yong. In the late 17th century, it starts, the Dutch naturalist Anton van Leeuwenhoek, or Leeuwenhoek. He looked at his own dental plaque through a microscope and saw a world of tiny cells, very prettily a-moving. I quote, he could not have predicted that a few centuries later, the trillions of microbes that share our lives, collectively known as the microbiome, would rank among the hottest areas of biology. I'm kind of getting what this is about. I'm sort of getting the indication of what this is about. This is a real a backlash against the focal point on the microbiome. If you do a hashtag microbiome on the web, it is just, I want to say it's insane, but it's like that is where everybody's going. It's like everybody's going crazy about Ebola in immunology. Now they're all going crazy for the microbiome. which in my mind is a good thing because we're starting to have to look at the law of the terrain, the law of the terrain.
Right.
They acknowledge in the Sunday Review newspaper, New York Times article, that microscopic partners, they digest our food, they help our immune system, they crowd out the bad guys. They don't go into endocrine things. They don't go into neurotransmitters in the brain. They don't go into any of that. But they give a little bit of props to it. And the studies they acknowledge found changes in our microbiome accompany medical problems from obesity to diabetes to colon cancer. So there's some cool stuff going, yeah, wait a second. There's no healthy microbiome, but they're acknowledging that an unhealthy microbiome is leading to disease. Or, as I would say, it is the disease. And then everything you get diagnosed from is the result of the disease, not the disease itself. I know it's a concept that's hard to understand. I've said it over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that the germs don't cause disease. They are the result of disease. In other words, the pathogens you don't like, they don't just up and bite you and try to kill you because they're mean and nasty and evil. Well, you have to give them a home that they love and that they can grow and breed and go hog wild and have microbiological orgies in your system and harm you.
Hey, now, this is a family-friendly show.
Did I say something wrong?
Germ orgies?
I think I was being accurate.
Is that a new kind of adult entertainment now?
I don't think it's that
scientists
sexy.
Scientists in their labs are watching germ orgies?
Not very sexy. Oh, perhaps for those that are into fecal transplants. We'll get to that. It's in this article, Super Don, fecal transplants as well. Sorry to gross you out.
All right.
Okay. But then again, you're going to gross me out later. Somebody else found something in somebody's ear, didn't they? You always try to gross me out. You got to stop that.
I don't search for these things. They find me.
Bad producer. All right. So anyway, this story goes on talking about the gigantic probiotics industry. And very annoyed because they're, you know, people that are now eating yogurt and saying, hey, that's all I need to do. It's just eat a little bit of yogurt. That's all I need to do. And then they do bring up some extreme examples. You know, it's kind of like the whole thing when they talk about being against a coffee enema. Not to bring that up to gross you out, Super Don. But then they do an article about the one couple that does like 10 a day to say this is why we are not into coffee enemas, because look at that couple. It's like, all right, how many couples can you count on your hand on this planet do 10 a day? Right, one. That's it. But that's the one you spotlight. So this guy spotlights this archaeology writer, Jeff Leach, who is so into the microbiome that he evidently used a turkey baster to infuse his guts with the feces of the Hadza tribesmen from Tanzania.
Okay.
You could make a movie about that. They wouldn't believe you. Right? And
a
now, of course, the turkey baster. It has to be because it's Thanksgiving time. Just please don't use the same turkey baster for a fecal transplant that you'll use.
I don't think people will go to his house for turkey this year.
He's going to be all alone on Thanksgiving, and there's good reason for that. The doctors are doing the fecal transplants and all of that, and they're trying to combat Clostridium difficile, which, by the way, brought about by antibiotic treatment, brought about also by the utilization of proton pump inhibiting drugs like Nexium and Prevacid, which alter the terrain of the gut, the pH, so that C. difficile, which could never grow in a healthy terrain, a healthy microbiome, suddenly explodes in an unhealthy one. Yet we come back to the statement, there is no such thing as a healthy microbiome. What the heck is he talking about? What is he really saying here? I mean, again, it's a mixed bag because the headline is not really indicative of what's in this thing, because he's acknowledging that the microbiome is important, that poor diets and antibiotics and an overly sanitized environment have made us like wimps and wussies, that we can't defend ourselves. And we become ill by this concept of just sanitizing the whole world. But I think he's upset, because some people think they could just go out and get a cup of Dan and yogurt and be well, that's all they need to do. And I think, in that regard, I would agree with him. It is not simply a matter of finding the perfect bacteria to throw in your gut. Because even the perfect bacteria could not sustain itself if it is not designed to live there. Or, even stranger and worse perhaps, if you're familiar with the term pleomorphism. Super Don, have I ever used that word, pleomorphism?
Mm, I think you have, but please don't ask me what it means.
No, but the answer is correct. Yes, I have. Pleomorphism.
Okay.
That is, given an environment, an entity, a biological life form of some kind will express new genetic material in a new environment in order to adapt to survive. So it literally changes form or shape, becomes something else. And it's not, it doesn't take a Star Trek transporter to do it. This is not science fiction. This is nature doing that. So you alter the terrain. The microbes that live there will necessarily alter, even if you aren't sneezed upon, even if you're not eating something that is contaminated from the external environment, which is why I've said for so many years that you don't catch the flu. You create it from within. And it's even more controversial than that. We're going to get into that. But this idea of there's a perfect microbiome is an interesting concept. The thought that there's a one-size-fits-all microbiome, because there are loads of probiotics out there, and you know I am a supporter of certain ones that I found to be very good, work clinically across the spectrum for a lot of folks. But I recognize critically that even the best, most cross-the-board, seemingly most vital microbiological species that are designed to live in your gut cannot live in your gut if your gut is not the right home for them. And this is the study of the microbiome. But this guy, super dumb, am I reading this correctly? He's just annoyed that people think now that the microbiome is everything. You don't have to pay attention to anything else. Just take this bacteria, transplant this bacteria, and all will be well.
Yeah, I think he just wanted to point out the fact, and it's very interesting because a lot of people don't really think about this or know about this, is that there isn't just a one-size-fits-all here, this is the answer, and it works for everybody. Mm-hmm. Because it seems like, in a way, you know, your microbiome is unique, almost like a fingerprint.
Right.
It's based on, you know, your not only your environment, but the food that you've eaten and the things that you've done. And so it's more complex than just taking, here's the one thing and everything will be
fine.
Here's
the one thing. Right. And my fundamental bottom line here, no bottom pun intended, is that we have to restore integrity to the physicality, the form, right? The form will follow the function, interestingly enough. Some people say the function will follow the form. Yes. But however you look at it, if you put a polar bear in the Gobi Desert, it will not live very long. Okay? You put a desert rattlesnake in the Arctic Circle, it's not going to live very long either. How do we restore integrity to the terrain so that the microbes that are supposed to live there will live there if you supplement them, right? Need be? Yes, we're going to do that because we have a question of the day on that as well. Ebola updates, Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Yes, Virginia, there is a healthy microbiome. Don't panic. RSV has not sold out. We're okay. Just reading the headlines. There is a healthy microbiome, but it's your healthy microbiome. And whatever probiotics you work with, they will work with the terrain that they are given. So we want to heal that terrain, which, in fact, leads us to that thing we do once in a while when you all ask me a question.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, this time there are a few questions. This gets complicated here, Super Don. This is coming from someone I don't think is a Native American or Native-born American, with his name indicates Dharm C, D-H-A-R-M, Dharm, like Dharma.
Dharm.
Okay. Interesting. Hello, Robert. I watched some of your videos on iHealthTube.com. I remember I did some interviews with them over the years to help manage
several.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing all the information. I'm a 47-year-old male with digestive issues for the last 25 years. Well, that's interesting. He's about my age, but I had them for the first 24 years. He's got them for the last 25 years. See, I knew I would run into folks that didn't know about this or maybe had it and then suffered an additional 24, 25 years, and then they'd be calling on me. This is a classic case.
Right.
He says, I was told that I have irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, colitis type, in my early 20s. So, again, way back then in his 20s, he had this. I never trusted conventional medicine much because their medication never made me feel better. I always relied on alternative systems like Ayurveda and homeopathy. Yeah, he must be coming from India or Pakistan at that point. Mm-hmm. I moved to the USA 16 years ago and did well for 8 or 9 years, but after that I went broke. I'm not laughing at him, but, yeah, you come to America and you go broke. That's not the American dream. He says, I was constipated for a few months before things went south. Listen to me, the constipation kid here. Me, I went through that. This is my story only later in his life. I have irritation, discomfort, possible injuries in the colorectal area. I don't even want to know. continuous abdominal discomfort, pain, intestinal distension, erosion, thin lower bowels, leaky gut, wishy-washy colon. Oh, man, this guy is in rough shape. I'm currently doing a nutritional protocol from a doctor, and it has helped, but without better colon health. I can't do coffee enemas. Thank you, Super Don. I'm open to doing them, but the discomfort scares me. I can't eat many good vegetables because they give me gas. I've tried many things, including homeopathy, as he said. Boy, he's throwing out the roadblocks, isn't he? This is interesting. Where do I begin?
Wow, have we stumped Robert Sky Bell?
No, we haven't stumped me.
All right.
The one thing he doesn't know, again, is, and this fits right in along with where we started, with the healthy microbiome. He's done things. He's probably done probiotics, and yet he's still suffering. We have a functional, physical disintegration, but literally to some degree, the connective tissue is just eroding, falling apart. If he talked about erosion and thin lower bowels, what are we talking about here? Definitely long-term nutritional deficiencies. The one particular one, 8 to 9 years here in America, most of the food is devoid of silica. It's been just processed right out. And that silica is so critical for skeletal and connective tissue integrity, and in this case, soft tissue integrity of what? The colon, the intestinal tract. How often do we see that erosion long-term, even if you don't do the antibiotics, which he says he doesn't like? I'm sure he's tried them, but even that causes those explosions. But any kind of deficiency over time, he's not digesting his food, he's going to have deficiencies. Again, the big part about these, we'll pull out half of your stomach or we'll band your stomach so you won't eat as much for those that are obese or overweight. We've talked about some celebrities that have done that. They never tend to want to report on the years down the road where they are suffering from severe deficiencies and even cancer as a result of the corruption of the gastrointestinal integrity. They never restored it. They just altered it even further. Modern medicine and their insanity. The kid is not a kid anymore. He's 47. He says he's still operational. He still does his jobs and chores like lawn mowing, snow cleaning, but with a lot of discomfort. I want to be able to eat without feeling pain in my gut. I want to give myself a chance to heal and live. I want to do some good things and overcome all my poor habits. I'm also open to having a consultation with you, but did not see that as an option on your website. I really don't do much consultation. I do. I talk to doctors about their patients.
Right.
This is my healing ministry. I want to help a million people at a time. I guess I'm greedy that way, Super Don, and charge no one anything.
Well, if you're going to be greedy, I guess that's the way to do it, right?
Yeah, I want to help a million people at a time and charge them nothing. See, something's wrong with me. I'm not a good capitalist, Super Don. I don't know what's going to happen. He's open to suggestions on supplements and diet that will help. It'll all be appreciated. Regards and thanks in advance, Darm C. Okay, Darm, we've got through this. Now we're going to get to the solutions. What I feel would be great for you because it's what worked for me. And we're going to accelerate it for you because you called the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around. Lots more healing to go. It's Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar next hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Robert,
Scott, Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, in the midst answering a question from listener Darmsi. Sounds like he came over from India or Pakistan. Familiar with homeopathy and natural medicine, although he's suffering here in America. After 8 or 9 years, he went broke. We don't know why he went broke. We don't know if modern medicine made that happen. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe it was Barack Obama. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. Blame Obama. That's what we do here, right?
Why not?
No, it was Bush.
Harry,
Bush
when did
it.
We suddenly become the Sean Hannity show?
Harry Reid did it.
Oh, okay.
Scary Harry Reid did it just for Halloween.
Speaking of Harry Reid...
What about him?
He may be packing his bags and going...
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he may lose his seat.
That couldn't happen to a nicer
tomorrow's
guy.
Tomorrow's the big day.
Yeah. All right, vote yes on Amendment 2 in Florida, please, if you're listening and you're going to vote. No, I really, I'm feeling some emotions about this guy's question, because it sounds like my story, although placed 24, 25 years later, right? Whereas I started my healing at 24, he's starting at 47, 48. And I imagined that I could do that, but I would likely not be alive if I had waited till 47 or 48 with all the cancer that was in my family. And, you know, when I started, I didn't have the knowledge, obviously, that I do today. As I was just being mentored in homeopathy, I switched to organic food, cleaned up my diet. I went, you know, all organic, and I went all vegetarian for a while because my body was so corrupted. I couldn't digest anything. You want to talk about gas and bloating and insufficient elimination? I mean, that was my normal state of being. And that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm hearing here. A guy, you know, now at my age, where I feel, you know, for the most part, fantastic relative to what I grew up with, the way I grew up. And, you know, what I did is, if he's not eating clean food, that's got to be your starting point. Simple food. I was utilizing digestive enzymes at the time because my body was so devoid of those from within, because I was so nutritionally deficient from horrible digestion. So, you know, external sources of enzymes, they're available in health food stores. There's a lot of options for you. Of course, the key for me was homeopathic medicine at the time, doing remedies that addressed my liver, that addressed my digestive system, my bowels, my intestines, and, of course, all the other things that were problematic, and I did mineral supplementation as well, as much as the whole food supplements I could learn about at the time. And there's so much more information and more products of great value and efficacy available now as well. And we've talked about it for years and years and years here. So what would I do? Darm C, I would call up King Bio right away, 800-543-3245. Get on the upper GI, the lower GI, and the Aquaflora Candida formulas, and probably a liver detox as well. And then from a supplemental perspective, I would want to introduce a lot of silica. You could do homeopathic silicea, but you need the physical building of the connective tissue. The silica I get in large dose quantities is still from a food source, concentration from the horsetail extract tea. That's the Alta Health Products. And some people don't like it because they have a little vegetable source magnesium stearate in it, but that's your choice if you want to do it or not. But I found clinically, putting somebody on 5,000 milligrams a day, that's like three tablets four times a day, is a life changer for people that need it to rebuild the connective tissue. And there's a lot of erosion, as he talked about, in the colon, et cetera. We've got to rebuild, along with the homeopathy, to rebuild the tissue. And yet, the problem is still that the digestive system is so weak that can he get the full benefit out of any supplement that we give him? That's why I want it to be food. The supplements must be food, like the selenium, like the chromium, everything we talk about. It is food. But even in those weakened states, it's very difficult to utilize fully because it's the system that has been corrupted. It is the physical interaction with the world that is altered in a negative way in this case. That's why, even though I'm a fan and supporter and I want you to do probiotics, Darm, that alone is not enough because your terrain is so corrupt, it would not situate. They would not recolonize adequately. So then we come to the advancements. And this is, Darm, this is your lucky day, because all the 24 years I've been working at this, I didn't have this information when I started, but I do now. And a lot of it is written into the book I wrote with TMB, Ty Bollinger and I. It's Unlock the Power to Heal. And we leap to what? The Silver Aloe Protocol that I hope you know about. If you don't, you will now. Where I take 1 to 2 tablespoons, be a half an ounce to an ounce or more for larger adults, of the silver hydrosol, mixing it with my favorite aloe. That's Stockton Aloe 1, A-L-O-E-1, the number 1.com. Which, by the way, we're going to be down there again, South Florida, November 23rd, for a full day 3 to 7:30 event with Paul Bertero and Dr. Michael Haley and more. And you can check that out. The links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com today. Go check it out. Link through. Get your seats. They're limited. And you're going to get a lot of cool stuff if you're able to make it for that. Silver Aloe Protocol. We take the silver, the ounce of silver, we mix it with an ounce or more of the aloe vera preferably an organic, clean aloe vera, no preservatives if you can get it, like Stockton Aloe One. Three times a day, drink that down on an empty stomach prior to meals, and probiotic replenishment at night. Because what we're doing with this, the silver and the aloe are accelerating the tissue recovery. It's like wound care, accelerated wound care. And because the silica is now coming in, we'll have the, you know, some of the building blocks. It's not just amino acids that we think about. And, of course, in regard to the amino acids, a great food for you, Darm, would also be the One World Way, oneworldway.com. And that would give you that simple amino acids, non-denatured whey protein, to also accelerate regrowth and, of course, enhance glutathione production to detox your body, because there's a lot of waste being produced in your gut that are not efficiently being carried through and out of your body. So this is going to be a very critical part of your recovery. Silver Aloe Protocol. Probiotics at night. For you, my friend, it's not going to be 2 weeks. It's more likely going to be 4, 6, or 8 weeks based on where you're telling me you're starting from. It's not one of the simplest of cases. But with all of that and the clean food coming in, you can change your life starting today. And you will not be in this shape in as little as 2 months. Maybe shorter, depending on other factors that I'm not privy to right now, but Darm, I appreciate you contacting me on that. And go read Unlock the Power to Heal. UnlockThePowerToHeal.com. You can download the e-version or get it online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. All right. So anyway, that was a memory lane thing, Super Don. He just took me back. Took me back to my own
well,
suffering.
Yeah,
I mean, feel for
him. You know, definitely it's something you could relate to because you've been through it. And what better, advice can you give somebody than, you know, something that you've been through yourself?
Oh, yeah. And I don't wish it on anybody. But it relates to the microbiome. We're healing the microbiome in this way, but healing the integrity of the tissue. Now, we've got some Ebola updates here. I don't want to have to cover them, but we need to. One is, very quickly, the nurse in Maine, Hickox, is evidently able to roam about the Maine cabin. For some reason, the government in Maine just, and the court decided, yeah, she can move around. She's not really a risk to anybody.
They call it a settlement.
It's a settlement, right? Yeah,
I don't see how that. I mean,
she challenged them, right?
Looks more like a concession to me.
Yeah. Well,
part of the state.
You know, if she's not a risk, God bless her for standing up for her rights. But you know, how do you know if you're not a risk in this case? Based on the theoretical or actual sleeping time, as they say, the virus sleeps and then it wakens, right? This time frame where you don't know what's happening. It's incubating. It's ready. It's going to jump up. But you know where I'd rather focus our attention here, besides this main issue and the nurse that's kind of annoying to us all, is the bombshell that was just revealed today by my good friend John Rappaport, investigative reporter. And we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You definitely want to read this. Two-parter. Scientist David Raznick, who we've interviewed on this show many times over the years. It's been a while. We'll have to get him back on. He was from Georgia Tech. He's a brilliant mind, a nice man. And he helped to develop the protease inhibitor drugs that are often used in AIDS patients wrongly diagnosed with HIV, okay, which is all of them, basically. But they use these protease inhibiting drugs, right? He developed them. But he came to question that whole HIV causation hypothesis of AIDS. He said, no, maybe it's not real. Maybe they haven't isolated it even. And, of course, he was shellacked by the mainstream medical mafia over this issue. But he went in and looked, interacting with John, and he looked and he said, I find no reliable evidence that this Ebola virus was ever even isolated from a human being. This is a shocker. This is stunning. It's not really a shocker to me because I've been following these stories for so many years, and the virologists, how they make stuff up to frighten you, to keep you convinced that there is only hope if you come to us with the white lab coats at the NIH, at the WHO, at the CDC. We'll give you a drug, a miracle drug, a secret sauce, or a secret serum, or we'll give you a vaccine, which is what they're hoping that you'll buy, or the taxpayers will buy with the money that they steal from you. No reliable evidence that the Ebola was actually ever isolated from a human being. So what's going on here, right? Does that mean the whole thing is phony? Perhaps the claims that there is one virus is a phony claim. The claims that people are ill and dying, I don't know that we've never disputed that. Super Don, am I correct in that? I got to check with you every once in a while to see if I'm thinking correctly here.
No, you're right on track.
Yeah. We didn't claim no one's ill, no one's died. In fact, even the worst cases. But we've also explained the law of the terrain to you. in ways that even in the alternative media, there are limitations to the understanding. I mean, I've been steeped in it and schooled in it. It's become part of my DNA to understand how this goes. And when you are told things that don't fit with that paradigm, you begin to question the very claim, even if everybody on the planet believes it and you don't. And I'm confident that we're right in this case as well, that there is not just one Ebola virus. These hemorrhagic fevers are the result of a lot of toxicological assaults, insults, and nutrient deficiencies, depletions of soil, living in war-torn poverty regions of the planet like West Africa, for instance. There are a lot of reasons for hemorrhagic type fever reactions. Even the introduction of mercury in a vaccine can result in bleeding internally or externally because mercury can impact all the tissues of the body, including the connective tissue, the epithelial tissue of the gut, and the external skin. You can have open sores that pop up that you don't know where they came from, and they could bleed. Why? Because there's mercury in the body, and that's how damaging that can be to the tissue. But they'll never take that into consideration because that would mean industry would have to take responsibility for the many so-called claimed virological outbreaks that are not really viral caused, but those viruses that they may find are the result of the toxic insult to the environment and including your microbiome, which can no longer be healthy in that case. All right, we've got some more updates. I think, yes, we'll talk about this some more with Dr. Rasha Batar as well. Viral isolation, it might not have happened. Check it out. Who's better at baby talk? Come on, mommies. Let me hear from you, daddies. I don't want to do the ear story, super dumb.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, I'm going to break out the Hoover mini-vac for this next story. I didn't want to do it, but Super Don's twisting my arms. In fact, I'm going to get it. Is there a Dyson mini-vac for this orifice? Because I don't like this story.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I don't like this story, Super Don. Why are you making me do this?
Well, you know, whenever these come up, it's almost impossible not to cover it because we've got, like, this going thing.
No, it's very possible. Just don't cover it.
Well, it is, but listen, I mean, we had the 3-inch cricket that the guy found in his ear.
Yeah.
You had the giant moth that the guy discovered in his ear. We had the leech that was up the lady's nose.
Named Curly, and by the way.
Lo and behold, another story here in the news about something that was in somebody's ear. And there was this British pop singer, I've never heard of her before, Katie Malua. She's working, and all of a sudden she gets this rustling in her ear. So she goes to see the doctor.
Yeah.
And the doctor takes a little scope and looks inside the ear, and staring back at the doctor is the spider. And they've got a picture of it, and I'm putting it up on the social media right now, of the spiders, like, looking back at the doctor going, "What are you looking at?
What are you looking at? I'm happy in my pop star ear. You know what? I'm never going to put earphones in my ears again, but without looking after seeing this, because she thinks she might have got it from, like, an earphone on the airplane or something.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we cover these stories. I'll bet you, you know, people have not learned about the various things that can crawl into your ear, you know, if they hadn't been listening to the show. So we're doing a service. So
we're doing a community service here.
That's right.
Warning you about the things that can crawl in your ear. By the way, ear candles. Keep those ears clean with ear candles. Although that's not a Hoover vacuum, but it will change the terrain for the better. Get some Harmony Cone ear candles. All right, so this question, to lighten it up a little bit, who's better at baby talk, mom or dad? Mom or dad? I mean, I think there would be some healthy competition here, because who wants to, like, give up on being the champion baby talker? I mean, dads can be pretty, you know, not, like, masculine when it comes to this kind of thing.
Right. Well, although you would be surprised, a lot of dads, you know, especially with their little kids, they, you know, they put away the tough guy mask.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is. We have some evidence of that, right? Yeah, you want to hear what the men sound like? They actually tried this at a supermarket or something, like a grocery store. The men tried to do some baby talk. So we're going to see why. I probably think women will be more efficient or effective at this baby talking, but give a listen to these men and let me know what you think.
Who's got a great T-shirt? Who's got a great T-shirt?
He's got a great T-shirt.
Who's got his hands in his pockets?
Oh, he's got his hands in
his pockets. Yeah, he's got his hands in his pockets. Hey, who's the guy with a great T-shirt?
Who's got orange pants?
Who's got orange pants?
Who's got orange pants?
He's got orange pants.
Who put his car back?
Oh my God! Yeah, I think that the men. Yeah, that's embarrassing. That's just plain.
I gotta tell you, that is a really funny video. Two grown men talking baby talk to people as they go in and out of the grocery store. Didn't quite work.
I think they have some problems with their microbiome. That's why I'm diagnosing that. Anyway, yeah, silly talk. I mean, come on. If you're a parent, you've done baby talk. All right. You just you suspend all decorum at that point when you're doing this. And heck, I mean, I do that all the time anyway. In radio, I got to be silly. So for me, I'm not a good person to measure against because I'll do baby talk to anybody. But I think that's what they did. So
they did the study, and it turns out that mamas. Are not just better, but the babies responded more to the mother's baby talk.
The baby's looking up at dad's like, "Are you kidding me? Really? That's what you're gonna do? No, don't do that.
Yeah, man.
I know. I'll never look up to you the same way again, Dad. Thanks. Gee, I learned it from you, Dad.
Oh, come on. Did you do baby talk with your kids?
I did. Absolutely, I did baby talk.
Of course you did. Yeah. It's normal.
It's like Super Don. Oh, you're so cute. The cutest producer ever. We love Super Don.
I'm going to have so much fun with that on the tape. That's
gonna be- Oh, no. Oh, see, that's why I got to be careful what I say and how I say it, because it always comes back to bite me like the spider in that pop singer's ear.
Yeah.
All right, 866-939-2355. Dr. Rasha Bitar is going to join us next hour, Advanced Medicine, of course. And, of course, we're broadcasting live through our syndicator, Genesis Communications, GCNLive.com. And naturalnewsradio.com. Heard around the world on UK Health Radio, Stitcher, iTunes Podcast, and Epic Times as well. So check it out, all the places you can get Robert Scott Bell. And we'll be down in South Florida this coming Sunday at the Vitality Bistro, live broadcast at their brunch with Leanna Werner Gray, the Earth Diet. That's going to be fun. And then we've got the 14th through 16th of November in Las Vegas, ACAM, and a couple of events. We'll get Nick Brannigan on to spotlight them soon as well. We're going to take a break, but be back for Dr. Bitar, because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.